With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Speaking to reporters upon leaving the White House, President Biden was asked about his phone call today with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
I had a long talk with Netanyahu today in this private conversation.
The conversation came a day after the U.N. Security Council adopted a watered-down resolution that calls for immediately speeding up aid deliveries to desperate civilians in Gaza, but not for a ceasefire. National Weather Service meteorologist William Churchill says it'll be a white Christmas for the central and northern plains.
The heaviest of that snow is now shaping up to be occurring in eastern Nebraska, eastern South Dakota. They could get the brunt of it with some very heavy snow potentials there. They could actually see over a foot, and a lot of that happening on Christmas Day.
Other parts of the country that are normally coated in white by this time of year are still sporting their drab late fall look. Also on SRNews.com, President Biden's approval ratings could be a big problem for his re-election bid.
President Biden's approval ratings have been underwater all year. He began 2023 with an approval versus disapproval ratio of 43.5 to 52.1%, according to the Real Clear Politics average of polls. Currently, only 40.5% of those surveyed approve of the job he's doing as president, while 55.9% disapprove. That's a spread of a negative 15.4%.
That's correspondent Ken Lorman reporting. Meantime, in a head-to-head rematch, Mr. Biden trails former President Donald Trump by 2.3%. A few polls in battleground states mostly provided good news for Mr. Trump. This is SRN News. Religious freedom advocates send a message to the Biden administration.
They want the State Department to put Nigeria on its list of countries of particular concern over the ongoing persecution of Christians. Two Muslim terror groups are active in Nigeria, and they have murdered thousands of Christians over the past decade and driven even more from their homes in the northern part of the country. The advocates say the Nigerian government isn't taking the problem seriously, and the U.S. needs to send a message. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
United Methodist churches have had a five-year window to leave the denomination over disputes involving gay marriage and LGBT ordination. That window closes December 31st, but the results are in. One quarter of all UMC congregations in the U.S. have received permission to leave. That's more than 5,000 this year and over 7,000 since 2019. This is SRN News. The British government has announced plans to charge a carbon levy on imported raw materials such as aluminum, iron, steel, and cement from 2027.
It's in an attempt to prevent firms from being undercut by overseas producers. However, the plan has come under criticism from the body representing British Steel as being too sluggish. The group says it will come into effect 1 year after similar proposals from the European Union are implemented.
Correspondent Bob Agnew reporting. For years, fears have been expressed that efforts to cut greenhouse gases in the UK are not being matched overseas. A maritime intelligence company says a drone hit an Israeli-affiliated merchant vessel off the coast of India in the Arabian Sea. The British firm Ambry said the attack today damaged the vessel but caused no casualties. The incident on the Liberian-flagged tanker occurred 120 miles southwest of Varaval. More details at SRNews.com.